Journey to Wellness here on KUMD is supported in part by the Legacy Fund, Arts and Cultural Heritage in the state of Minnesota. Kirsten Olson joins us this morning. She's the student program coordinator for the Center of American Indian and Minority Health. Hey, Kirsten, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So there's going to be kind of a special ceremony for a certain group of students graduating from the med school. Tell us a little bit about that. It's something kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And actually, we have already held our ceremony. It was actually on May 3rd. The med students graduate a little earlier than maybe some of our undergrad students. But we had four Native medical school graduates this year. We graduate from the Duluth campus. We graduate the second most Native doctors in the country. I think Oklahoma might be first, but we are second in that. We're very proud of our number of Native graduates.
Even so, there are very few Native graduates, and there really is an effort to encourage Native American students to become doctors. Is the idea then that they'll go back into their communities and serve their communities?
Absolutely. So nationally, there's about 40 Native med school graduates that graduate every year, and this year we graduated four, and actually that 40 is actually kind of trending downwards, which is unfortunate, and we're working really hard to get those Native graduates back into, or students who are interested in medicine back into the med school, and we offer a variety of programming options to try and ease the way or make it a little easier. But our Duluth Campus Med School, our focus and our mission is Native health and rural health. So when we say we graduate four Native medical school doctors, we feel pretty confident that those students are going to go back into their tribes and back into their communities and make a significant difference.
And, of course, not in every instance, but in many instances, when you're talking Native health and rural health, you're talking the same thing, because many reservations are really very rural, and access to medical care is really kind of a challenge for a lot of folks.
Exactly. And even, graduates from our Duluth campus that are not Native, we still want to make sure that they are aware of all of the things that come with working on the reservations and making sure that they are culturally aware about certain things. And so we hope that, all of our graduates would be well qualified to work with Native people. But we're very proud of our Native doctors that we graduate here as well.
So what's the idea behind a special ceremony for the Native graduates? Is it to acknowledge perhaps special challenges that they may have needed to overcome, or to as a sort of a salute to their culture? Or tell us a little bit about that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of the above. So just shine a spotlight on students that maybe have had to struggle to overcome some obstacles to get where they are. And also, of course, the cultural piece. So we make sure that we open with a blessing, and we have an honor song, and we try to make all of the decor and the food and stuff culturally appropriate for our students, to make sure that that we're honoring where they're coming from and where they're headed back to. So,
well, Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and congratulations, of course, to those graduates, and let's hope that you have the opportunity soon to meet the next incoming batch, perhaps, of potential Native American doctors.
Yeah, we're very excited. They start in August, so we have some bright stars coming up.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Kirsten. It was great to talk with you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Kirsten Olson is the student program coordinator for the Center of American Indian and Minority Health. Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is supported in part by the Legacy Fund, arts and cultural programming here in Minnesota.